Hello, hello.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Let me just make sure we're all good to go on a technical end here.
All right.
So how much time do you have?
I don't have anything going on today, so.
Awesome.
Whatever
awesome.
You need.
Cool. So we'll shoot for an hour. I usually record all my pre and post shows, too. I just want to let you know, as long as that's okay.
Yeah.
Cool, because sometimes the subscribers enjoy these.
Yeah, that works.
So, let's see. I've got an outline, and I definitely wanted to spend some time talking about, you know, Rebooted Body and your journey to getting there. Mm-hmm. You started like a year and a half ago, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then I wanted to transition from there into, you know, talking about where you were personally before doing that and how you were motivated to do that. And somehow get into the Rebooting Children,
okay,
which I just listened to the first episode of. And then we'll deal with getting unstuck.
Awesome.
Your YouTube channel looks pretty good.
Thank you. I just recently launched it, and I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the direction I want to take it, but.
Well, what you're doing is something that I've always wanted to do and just didn't feel like it was or it's not a skill set I've developed yet. Just those short, hey, look at me, I'm right in the camera, I'm going to talk to you for 3 minutes, it's going to be succinct, and that's it. I think that's a really good approach for YouTube. So,
well, thank you.
The style of the videos, I mean, the videos look good. You do all your own graphics and everything?
Yeah, I do.
What are you using for a camera?
Actually, everything that I've recorded on YouTube, I've used my iPhone for.
Get out of here.
Yeah, everything. Yep.
I thought I saw you wearing a lapel mic. Are you recording the sound separately, or?
I used to, when I first started. Okay, so I've had a lot of, like, resistance around creating videos for YouTube. I don't know why. It's just something that's very, it's very difficult for me.
Tell me about
and,
it, yeah.
Yeah, so. So the more complicated you make the process, the more resistance builds because you're like, oh, I really don't want to go through all that again to make another video, right? So
yeah,
I've been trying to like simplify. So I got this adapter where you could put a lapel mic into the iPhone and that would make the audio better and so on and so forth. And I finally got to the point where I was like, you know what? I just need to ditch all this stuff. I need to put the iPhone on a tripod, hit record and just go. And be done with it. Like I used to try to edit and, you know, add like an intro screen and all this other nonsense. And since I've just put the iPhone on a tripod and hit record, like it's been so much better and the resistance is gone and I'm actually able to create videos now.
Well, yeah, and I think you do a really good job because for a long time, like when I started using YouTube years ago, well, I started really getting into it like in 2012, there's this fine line you walk between volume and quality.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And when we started doing the live show, like everything was simplified, right? It's like Ustream recorded it. You could move it right from Ustream to YouTube and be done.
Yeah.
And people didn't care for that. You know, they didn't want to watch that. They wanted, at least on my channel anyway, they wanted these more, you know, large-scale productions, if you want to call them that, than just people talking. And, you know, I think the other thing is there's something to be said for talking into the camera, too. Like, our cameras were just set up and people were watching us talk to each other.
Right.
Which I don't think is the same viewer experience. So, yeah. Kudos. Everything you're doing looks good. The production quality looks great. Your site is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Did you put that all together yourself?
Yeah, I did. I've pretty much done everything myself so far.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would like to be able to pay other people to do it because then I could focus on like one thing or two things. But yeah, I've done it all myself.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to have a great volunteer for that. So we've been working together for, almost 2 years now at this point.
Awesome. So. Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah, I'm lucky to have been a photographer in a previous life, and that taught me how to use Photoshop and things like that. So, and I also have a friend who owns a very cool graphic design studio in Atlanta, and kind of like I've known him since probably middle school. And as I got into photography and trying to build websites online, I got into blogging, like, way back when WordPress was, you know, like, I don't know, version 2 or something like that. Even before that, I don't know. I would send him stuff that I did, and he'd be like, nah, that's crap. And then he would tell me why that's crap, and he would tell me how to make it better. And so I kind of, like, got a secondhand, you know, enough to just be a little dangerous. You know, it's nothing I do is spectacular by any means, but it's good enough to make me happy. So,
well, it seems like you have a pretty good grasp of marketing your stuff too. So,
yeah, that kind of has come by way of just being. I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. So since I was 16, 17, I think I had my first corporation that I sent off the paperwork for, and just been trying to do it my own way since then.
All right. So, why don't we get started, and we'll shoot for about an hour, but if we run long, I don't care, because there's so many things we could talk about. I'm in a hotel right now in Portland, Maine, and I have to drive down to the bottom of Maine tonight, but that's all I have going on. So,
okay, cool.
All right, so I'll count it down, and we'll get started. Three, two, one. Hey, everybody. I am very pleased to welcome to School Sucks Podcast today, for the very first time, Kevin Geary. Hi, Kevin.